ABC Radio Australia.
The JNAM is started on December 22nd, 2019. 12 La Passenger only stop. Only like go on Catres, spending Christmas one time on Tokyo. But while they were just about to land, the fuel ran out, and they were blown back by the strong tides and the strong wind back into the open sea. So only float is stopping up on 41 days. And there were a few ships who passed them by, but only no looking all. So only go get her. This last ship, yeah, Gabriel. And with Gabriel, he happened to look him all, now only come rescue him all. So on the first night, because long huge waves, this is a boat here, and we capsized now, only losing one pla. And after floating for several days, only right, put him, steered him this little boat, bail out all the water, and then 11 of them only call up now, only float his stop. But along the course of the ordeal, one by one, we're dying due to hunger, thirst, and dehydration. So they were offloaded onto the sea, unfortunately.
Sampla long, all Pikinini,
Yes, they were 12 of them initially. They are relatives. And we, according to my source of information, I only have the names, but whether they were children or adults, there's no clear indication. But Rose, that they, it's just a lady, the eight of them who died. Sampla Pikinini, but most of them were adults, women and children. Men.
So you go only stop now long Honiara National Referral Hospital, or only stop where now?
Well, this la ship here, me Karem Mogeta, I come long Honiara. Me go pick him all long Saturday morning time. This la boat, me arrive. Me pla ready him ambulance. Na ambulance, me kiss him, me take him all get along referral hospital. Na only stop. So three of them have been discharged, only one pla. Yan pla man, that's all let me stop. He's been admitted. Right size blonde, maybe paralyzed, maybe not sabe walk about. But the young girl, 10 years of age, and her mother, plus the skipper of the boat, Dominic, they are all out and about. Only kissing medication and the injections. And after receiving all those treatment, they're well enough to walk about now.
Now, how about you describing condition belong all time? You bring him all along, number one time, first time.
Oh, they were the ship that picked them up did a wonderful job nursing them until they were brought to Honiara. But still, they were weak, dehydrated, and there were sores on their skins that due to exposure to the sunlight, and while they were out in the sea, you know, some of these the fish were really eating into their flesh, and that's how they develop some of these sores along the skin. Mm-hmm. But all get the skin blown all due to the hot sun and all that. They were dry and cracking. But the man, Dominic, and the girl, they were the strongest among the four of them that survived.
Sample report, or only report him, Lohonera, he talk all them, of course, amid very traumatic one, long only witness him. So, Sample way die, or only stop long boat now, only die,
yeah? Yeah, all of them, 11 of them. One, you know, me talk Phoenicia. Time boat and he capsized, he never came back again, so he obviously was drowned. But when they put the boat up, and 11 of them got on, and they were floating and wanting to be rescued, but because of hunger, thirst, and dehydration, they couldn't make it.
So only talking you, one name, something only kaikai or awesome?
Yeah, well, they were surviving on rainwater. And the coconuts, old coconuts that floats by, And sometimes they would try to catch fish, and if they were fortunate, yeah, they would catch some fish. And there was something mentioned by the survivor. I don't know what is it, but he was saying Tara, you know, this is some kind of suits that you find in the ocean. So they're just like bamboo suits. You just take it, peel it, and then chew on it. I'm not really sure what it was.
So you walk along lookout him all now?
Yes, they're under our custody. They are accommodated at PNG High Commission's residences, and we are taking care of them. We provide food, clothing, shelter, paying the medical bills, and we are liaising with the provincial authorities for their repatriation.
So, Losite Law repatriation by Utokwanem?
Well, we have a very limited budget to take care of these things because they are not part of our budgetary process, but it's on humanitarian grounds that we are coming forward to assist our fellow Papua New Guineans. So we cannot really sustain them for a long, long time. So we are in touch with the authorities in Buka to organize this. And they also brought the boat, and the skipper is also of the plan that he might want to sell that boat so that from the proceeds of the boat, they will assist in the cost of living and their repatriation.